Hello, how are you today? I will be reading The Great Pie Contest. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Let's begin. The Great Pie Contest. Once upon a time, far away in the country, on the side of a dusty old road, there was a small cottage. Inside that cottage lived an old man named Edgar. Edgar did not have much money, and he didn't own any fancy things, but he was happy. Outside that cottage was a field of blueberry bushes. Beautiful, plump blueberries hung below every branch. Every day, Edgar would go out into the field, care for the plants, and pick the ripest, juiciest blueberries. Then he would take his blueberries inside and do the one thing he did best, make delicious blueberry pies. At the end of each week, Edgar would take his pies into the village and trade them in the market for things he needed, like meat, eggs, and cheese. Sometimes he would even give small slices of pie to the village children for free. Everyone in the village said his pies were the best in the whole country. One Sunday, in the village market, a woman ran up to Edgar's pie stand. "Did you hear?" she said. "In the big city, there's going to be a great pie contest. The mayor says he wants to find the most delicious pie in all the land. The winner gets a wonderful prize. You should join." Everyone in the village agreed. The night before the contest, Edgar went to bed early and got a good sleep. In the morning, he woke up, brushed his teeth, and put on his nicest tie. He looked over his fresh pies, selected the best one, and stepped outside. Outside, all the villagers had gathered, and a carriage stood waiting to take him to the big city. "Good luck, Edgar," they called. "We believe in you." One woman gave him her yellow scarf to wrap his pie up safely. Edgar thanked everybody and stepped into the carriage. The wheels started turning, and he was off to the city. When Edgar arrived at the Great Pie Contest, there were many people there, each carrying a pie. There were apple pies, cherry pies, lemon meringue pies, and more. Everybody placed their pies on a long table. Then the judges came out from behind a curtain and sat down at the table. Everybody fell silent. The judges took one bite of each pie and wrote some notes. The crowd watched their faces carefully, trying to tell what they were thinking. When they had finally tasted every last pie, they wiped their mouths with a napkin, stood up, pushed in their chairs, and went back behind the curtain. Everybody waited for what felt like forever. Finally, a man came out from behind the curtain. It was the mayor. "We have chosen a winner," he announced. "Who is the baker who made this wonderful blueberry pie?" He held up a pie wrapped in a yellow scarf. Edgar had won the Great Pie Contest. The mayor offered Edgar his own pie shop in the big city, but Edgar didn't want to leave his friends in the village. The mayor understood, so he gave Edgar a big golden trophy and thanked him for the delicious pie. Edgar returned to his small cottage, where he proudly displayed his trophy. It was the first time he owned anything fancy, and he was very happy. From then on, once a month, the mayor would travel to Edgar's cottage to enjoy a slice of pie. The end.